that backpack and how heavy it was, and thinking to myself, man, I could have had that bomb in my hands.
Duggan remembers the cap one of the young men was wearing that day. More calls from Congress for U.S. action on Syria after word the Syrian government may well have used chemical weapons on its civilians at least twice. ABC's Vic Ratner.
Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein, who heads the Senate Intelligence Committee, says the administration's credibility is at stake in Syria after evidence of the use of chemical weapons. It's clear, she says in a statement, that red lines have been crossed and action must be taken. But a White House official is much more cautious, saying we're going to be methodical and rigorous in evaluating the evidence.
Tens of thousands of people died in Syria's civil war. New numbers being released this morning on the U.S. economy. The first quarter GDP number may indicate rising growth of about 3%. This is ABC News.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. But just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 450 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Electronic cigarettes are a small part of the overall tobacco market, but they're becoming increasingly popular with cigarette smokers. Altria Group, the world's largest maker of cigarettes, is planning to introduce its own brand soon. Its rivals have already had cigarette brands or e-cigarettes out on the market. Air travelers may not have to worry about air traffic control furloughs for much longer. The Senate passed a bill to avoid future delays.
The last-minute Senate compromise would move some $250 million from other FAA accounts to keep air traffic controllers on the job. The measure sailed through without objection in the Senate. On the other side of the Capitol, the chairman of the House Transportation Committee says he'd be willing to look at the bill. Republicans have accused the Obama administration of trying to inflict maximum pain on the flying public.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington. There's been hundreds of flight delays related to this in recent days. I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It's 39 degrees at 7:04 on this Friday morning. I'm Lindsay Fry with your WITN news update. Firefighters are resting this morning after battling a fire at a local business last night. Gordon's Golf Ski and Snowboard Store caught fire around 9 o'clock last night along East Arlington Boulevard. Traffic was stopped while crews got the blaze under control. Now, there's no word yet on what caused that fire, but no injuries were immediately reported. And deputies say they've linked a former volunteer firefighter to five cases of arson. Now he's been charged and arrested for it. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office says on March 26, 20-year-old Abraham Rizik set fire to a mobile home on Davenport Farm Road. The next day, an abandoned building across the street. 2 days later, a storage barn on U.S. 13. In April, deputies say he also burned two more abandoned buildings in Winterville. Officials at Red Oak Fire Department say Rizik volunteered there for 8 months and was still on his probation period. Rizik was placed on a $50,000 unsecured bond. Well, police need your help finding a man who's been considered armed and dangerous. Greenville police are looking for 20-year-old Dietrion Parker, who also goes by Day-Day. Police say he shot Javez Simpson on Myrtle Avenue Thursday evening. Simpson was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and then arrested. Police say he had five outstanding warrants for failure to appear in court. A man says he was shot in his own home this week, and the gunman stole $60 from his wallet. Our affiliate, WAVY, reports that Angelo Maselio says there was an intruder in his home in the 300 block of Ronda Road in Elizabeth City Monday night. Maselio says a man with gloves covered his mouth, shot him in the stomach, and took off with $60. Maselio says his dad had just taken the dogs out and the door was unlocked. The victim says he thinks he may know who shot him. The Pasquotank County Sheriff's Office is investigating this case. Well, police say a gang member who was out on probation is responsible for shooting two men earlier this month, killing one of them. Desmond Pearson has been charged with murder. Kinston police say he shot and hurt 24-year-old Jacoby Riddick and killed 18-year-old Jihad Moore back on April 12th. Pearson was serving time in the Wayne County Jail for different crimes when he was charged with these shootings. The 22-year-old is now in the Lenore County Jail under no bond. Well, that's your WITN News update. I'm Lindsay Fry.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Degrees as we round out your Friday for tonight. A few clouds from time to time. Lows in the upper 40s. Saturday, partly cloudy skies to start your day. Some clearing for the afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high of 73 for tomorrow night. Those partly cloudy skies remain with lows in the upper 40s. Sunday, more clouds and sun, highs in the low 70s and lows in the upper 50s. And for Monday, showers, maybe a rumble of thunder or two or three, highs in the upper 60s and lows in the upper 50s. Right now, it's a chilly start to your Friday. 37 degrees again, going to a high of 73. Talk of the town Friday. We are live on location this morning at Krispy Kreme in Greenville. It is coming up on 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Stay tuned.
Life, it's all about choices. Good thing Bob Barber Honda gives you plenty, like the new Honda Accord LX. Pick your color and pay just $169 a month for a limited time. Or try a new Honda Fit Sport on for size. It fits anyone's budget at just $149 a month. Love Civics? You'll heart the new Honda Civic LX from Bob Barber for just $139 a month. Or hey, the Honda Odyssey, a family fave that's only $269 a month right now at Bob Barber Honda. Of course, if pre-owns are more your style, tap over to BobBarberHonda.com. Plenty of pre-owned. Plenty of choices, because life is about choices. And when you add in Bob Barber's free lifetime warranty, well, the choice is simple. Four Hondas, four low lease payments for a limited time, only at Bob Barber Honda at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard, Greenville. Call 800-NEXT-HONDA or visit BobBarberHonda.com. Bob Barber Honda! 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, 4,500 total due at signing with approved credit.
All Britain Interiors, your life by design. All Britain Interiors is Eastern North Carolina's premier flooring and interior design center. For over 60 years, All Britain Interiors have provided clients with the highest quality flooring and furniture for both residential and commercial needs. With thousands of fabrics, custom furniture options, an amazing selection of floor coverings, and prices to fit any budget, you'll find exactly what you need. Ask for Fred Wood or designer Nancy Ann Beeman about our free in-home design consultations and flooring estimates. All Britain Interiors on Fire Tower Road in Winterville, 756-3546. Visit allbritain-interiors.com or find us on Facebook. Again, that's 756-3546 or allbritain-interiors.com. Our new extended hours are Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, and Saturdays, 10 until 4. All Britain Interiors, your life by design.
If your mortgage rate could talk, would it sound like this?
Or would it sound like this?
If it was a means of transportation, would it be a submarine?
Or would it be an airplane?
If it had tickets to the game, would it be sitting courtside?
Or would it be up in the nosebleeds?
Don't settle for high mortgage rates. Switch to Select Bank and Trust today and ask about our limbo mortgage to see how low we can go. SelectBankandTrust.com. Select Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mercer Glass. There's clearly a difference.
Hi,
This is Todd Mitchum with Mercer Glass, Eastern North Carolina's most complete glass company. Mercer Glass specializes in windows, shower doors, auto glass, and mirrors. We can install or repair almost anything made of glass in your home or business. So give us a call at Mercer Glass. That's 752-5101. That's 752-5101.
Friday, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Talk of the Town. Now, here's Michael Kishemi.
Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
Insanity runs in my family.
This will put you in solid with your boss.
Trent McGee.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Personally, I think we got hosed on that call.
I make my money my regular job. I sing the national anthem at cockfights.
The Big Hand.
What am I sweating for? It's my joint. I got the job.
I look good. I mean, really good. I'm God.
Bingo!
How now, brown cow? How now, brown cow?
Can I start over again?
I am the father.
Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
All right, welcome in, everybody. It is Talk of the Town on location here Friday morning. It is the 26th day of April, and we are live and on location today at Krispy Kreme in downtown Greenville. Good to see you. Hey, some of our regulars coming in already and some of our friends. Good to have everybody with us on a beautiful, bright, sunshiny Friday morning. Trent McGee is here. How are you, McGee?
I'm well, Hen. Good to see you.
This is the kind of morning you like to come out and do a remote, right?
It is at Krispy Kreme.
I've got 37 degrees. Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. That's what it
and
is.
And it says 37 degrees in fog in certain areas, but no fog in downtown Greenville this morning here at the corner of Cotanch and 10th because it is a beautiful morning, and the sun is out, and actually it's 39 degrees, just popped a couple of degrees. Sunny and not a cloud in the sky. Beautiful. And we're going to have some patchy fog in low-lying areas this morning, we're told. So you could still hit it, depending on where you are across the eastern part of the state this morning. The high temperature today is going to be about 73. It's actually going to be nicer than they were originally predicting. And tonight, a few clouds, 48 overnight, partly cloudy, and 73 on Saturday. And on Sunday, temperatures in the 70s. Showers on Monday, so 39 to start the day. A lot of stuff going on in town this weekend. It's going to be a terrific weekend for some of the festivities. The Spring Fling is this weekend right down the street here at St. James Methodist Church. Friend Henry Groom will be by this morning to talk about that. Also, the Touch a Truck event is going on tomorrow at Greenville Mall, and this is a terrific program that's done by the Greenville Junior Women's Association. And I think my daughter-in-law, somebody's coming by this morning to talk about that. So if you haven't ever taken your kids out to Touch a Truck, it really is a neat thing. They'll have, usually have 40 or 50 trucks out there, different, sometimes they have farm machinery,
yeah.
Sometimes they have utility trucks, they have law enforcement vehicles and fire trucks, and the kids can get in the cab and enjoy themselves. And jump all over the trucks. It's a pretty neat deal. So that's coming up tomorrow at Greenville Mall as well. That is a fundraiser for the Greenville Junior Women's Association. 14 minutes after 7
baseball
o'clock.
Baseball this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Pirates at home. Taking
three game, three games homestand start. What time is the first game tonight?
6 o'clock tonight. So.
And it'll be, you'll need a jacket out there for sure. But we'll have baseball here in Greenville this weekend at Clark LeClaire Stadium with the Pirates coming off
win streak.
So hopefully they'll continue to get it done. Today is the 26th day of April, as we said. If you're having a birthday today, you're enjoying your birthday with Andrea. Does this name mean anything to you? It's Chatham Tatum's birthday. Channing Tatum. He is 33. Oh, she just crossed her heart.
Channing Tatum is the only guy that my wife has, in front of my face, said how attractive he is. Now, I mean, I know there are many others,
You can't.
The women love him.
Andrea, he's the real deal. He's real. I will have to admit he is the real deal.
Yeah, he looks good. He does. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you.
I rented Magic
good-looking
Mike
guy.
With my wife, I might add.
Good-looking guy.
Anyway, Channing Tatum, 33 years old today.
He makes me uncomfortable.
Women want to be with him. Guys want to be him.
Yeah.
All the guys want to be him. All the women want to be with him. Kevin James is 48. Not so much.
Funny, though. Funny guy. Funny guy.
And Carol Burnett is 80 today.
Wow.
The great Carol Burnett. And by the way, what are we down to? Just a couple of days before Vicki Lawrence is here.
Yeah, that's right.
Vicki Lawrence is going to be in town on Wednesday. Speaking of Carol Burnett, Carol Burnett's 80th birthday today.
Oh.
Emily Kaufman is here this morning. Emily's here, and we got...
Kaufman, 27.
We got free donuts. We're talking about all the celebrity birthdays. Do you know who Channing Tatum is?
Yes.
I just said all the women want to be with him and all the guys want to be him. Is it true?
I'm not like that, so I'm not good about that. I'm not, like, starstruck or no.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed.
Like your little guy, Bill Kaufman.
Wow. Boy, that's a real endorsement for Bill.
I mean, you look at what happens with all those kind of scenarios. They're never good. I mean, what's the point?
By the way, how long have I been predicting the Justin Bieber meltdown? I predicted that when he was about 12, didn't I?
Specifically at our community breakfast at Rep one day, you and I were talking about it. You know, we said we gave him what, 6 months, a year before he was going to be.
Well, now they say he's actually walking through airports and stuff with his shirt off.
Oh God!
I mean,
lost it.
He's had a meltdown. It's like the guy's lost it, hasn't he?
He went from his mom taking him to concerts to sing his own songs to now going through airports half naked.
How old is he now? Because I'm not sure.
18?
Yeah, 18.
And you see, he's 18? Got all his own money, so mom has no control. I mean, I wouldn't let him, which I guess now he's 18, you can't keep his money.
He's a punk, and he needs to
be. He's a classless punk.
He's a little punk.
What he is.
Yeah.
You know, give me a break. That's what he's always been, but he just didn't know it until he reached puberty.
Yeah.
All right, so while you're out this morning, come get some free donuts this morning.
Yes.
We have free donuts here at Krispy Kreme this morning, and it's Key Lime Cake Donuts. The new Key Lime Cake is out, a Key Lime Cake Donut topped with Key Lime cream cheese icing and a cream, is it?
It's a rosette, you know.
Rosette.
Cream. It's a, you know, like you see on a cake.
Yeah, all right. And also Key Lime Cheesecake Donuts this morning, traditional yeast shell donut. Fill with key lime cream cheese, topped with a key lime cream cheese icing and graham cracker crust crumbles. Man, does that sound good. Also, new chiller flavors for the summer. But today, if you come in and say you're listening to us on the radio, just go to the counter and say, hey, I heard this on the radio, and they'll give you a free donut. You get a choice of the key lime cake or the key lime cheesecake. And also a big deal here coming up on Sunday at Krispy Kreme. Sunday is Hero Appreciation Day. Honor your hero with a dozen original glazed donuts. Download your Krispy Kreme Hero Appreciation Day coupon at this website, heroappreciationday.com. Bring the coupon in on Sunday, and when you buy any dozen, you'll get a second dozen of original glazed donuts free for the unsung hero in your life. Bill Kaufman?
Man, he doesn't look like he eats a whole dozen donuts, but but you know, you could take him to your local fire station. You could take him to the police department. You could take them to your Sunday school teacher or your minister or your Sunday school class at church, because there's a lot of heroes there.
That's a great idea. You just inspired me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in town this weekend. I'm going to come get a dozen donuts for. Take them down to the police station.
You know, you could even take them to the children's hospital. I mean, there's a lot of different places that you might want to take them where people have done something special for you that's not the typical hero.
Great idea. Great idea. So that's Sunday Hero Appreciation Day. Again, go online and download the coupon. It's heroappreciationday.com. That is, that's what we've got this morning for you. And again, the free donuts.
You do have to have that coupon for Sunday's Hero Appreciation Day. It's not just to come in and get a free second dozen. You've got to have a coupon for that. But today, it's the key lime cake and the key lime cheesecake, and if you say you heard on the radio, you get to pick the one of your choice.
Hey-o.
Sounds like a deal to me.
Hey-o.
And I, you know, key lime is one of my...
I love it.
You know, when we were having, when we were judging the state contest, the North Carolina State Cooking Championships the other day, I kept saying to everybody in the room, "Oh man, we were getting tired of eating steak," and I was saying to everybody in the room,
"Can't imagine that,
man! I want a piece of key lime pie. If I had had a key lime cheesecake, that would have been
key
the
lime
deal."
Pie always hits the spot.
That thing is so good. It's so good.
It hits the spot.
All right, we've got the queen of Krispy Kreme. We'll get you back on in a few minutes. Go ahead and put your stuff down, and we'll get going with that. All right, we are live at Krispy Kreme this morning. And if I can get my computer to work, we'll talk about some news and notes. You know, there's a story on the front page of the Triangle and regional section of the News Observer this morning. If you read between the lines, you can tell that as we continue here with the legislative session, that the House and the Senate are not getting along. They are not getting along. If you remember, there was that bill that was called Senate Bill 10 that was really being pushed by Tom Apodaca, the chairman of the Rules Committee in the Senate. He's one of the most powerful guys in the legislature for sure. And they basically wanted to go in and take many of the boards and commissions, wipe out the people on them completely, and bring in new people. They were also talking about eliminating some of the boards and commissions, maybe combining some of the boards and commissions. Well, there's been a lot of scrutiny of that now, and it looks like that is dead. So this idea that there was going to be this sea change on all these boards and commissions, and I know there are a lot of people that are trying to get on things like the Wildlife Commission. There are just a whole lot of different commissions and boards across the state of North Carolina that are appointed, not elected. Like the Board of Governors, people think that's an appointed board. That's an elected board. You have to be elected by the legislature, and then I guess you're essentially appointed if you're one of the people that's elected in the legislature. But these boards are appointed. They would be appointed in many cases by the Senate, in many cases by the House, and in many cases by the governor. Well, the governor, you got to feel like the governor never liked this bill very much, because it took away a lot of his appointment power and would give it to other people. And so McCrory has never come out in favor of this bill, and I've always wondered kind of where he stood on it. But now people in the House have pretty much killed it. The House and Senate have approved vastly different measures and different words in the different bills about how they're going to reform some of these boards and commissions. And it looks like Senator Tom Apodaca, whose temper has been on display two or three times during this legislative session, looks like he got mad about this again yesterday. And you might remember he had the confrontation over the Dix Hospital situation with Jim Goodman from WREL. And they kind of went nose to nose and had to be separated by Senator Harry Brown in a committee meeting one day. And then in something else that Apodaca was trying to get past, he walked out of the room, slammed the door. Well, yesterday there was some harsh words exchanged about the disagreement. Reading from the article by John Frank this morning in the News Observer, says the House and the Senate approved vastly different measures earlier this session and traded harsh words about the disagreement. It all looked resolved when a conference committee struck a deal late Wednesday, but it dissolved in the daylight yesterday as the Senate voted to approve the measure and a unanimous House voted against it. So after, you know, if you read between the lines, if what I'm understanding there is, the Senate had their version of this bill to change all the boards and commissions. The House had their version of the boards and commissions bill. They couldn't agree on it. So, you know, traditionally what happens when you can't agree, you set up a committee of conferees, which is a conference committee made up of people from the Senate and the House. You get behind closed doors, you hammer out a compromise, and you come out with it. Well, they did that, but then the Senate went right back and voted on the original bill and passed it. And so once the bill passed that, it was sent over to the House, and the House just unanimously voted against it.
Right.
And so, again, reading from the News Observer this morning, the divergent paths left a central part of the GOP's legislative agenda facing near death. Here's a quote from Senator Tom Apodaca. "We're not going back to the table on Senate Bill 10. I guess it's dead. It will have to be done in different legislation. Our people negotiated in good faith for weeks, and we thought we had it worked out." In the original version of the bill, the Senate proposed eliminating the special judges who travel the state and hear cases, filling in when local judges need help. Now, this was something that this was one of the most controversial parts of the bill. And by the way, one of the people that would have been affected by that is Judge Jenkins out of New Bern, who is Leo Jenkins' son. And that is something that had really been people have been concerned about. There would be these seven judges would just lose their jobs. The Republicans cast the positions as cushy political appointments. The House kept the judges in their bill. The compromise bill eliminated most of the positions, but judges appointed before April 1st could fulfill their terms. House Speaker Tom Tillis voiced objections about the deal ahead of the vote because it would void two special Superior Court judges named by the governor who had yet be taken, who had not taken their seat yet. So if they went with the Senate version of the bill, these guys that McCrory just appointed would get unappointed. And so Representative Tom Murray, who was one of the conference committee members, who was just here, by the way, he was here for our Mike Huckabee event, and I got to know him a little bit. He said House members don't understand the implications of the deal. He said it didn't mean what we thought it did. It's going to have to go back to the drawing board. The governor's office refused to discuss the issue. Crystal Fellman, the spokesperson for the governor, said, "I'm not going to get into the particulars of the bill. The governor's waiting to see the final version." So, you know, here's the only reason I'm making such a big deal out of this morning. Once again, you know, we as people who are sitting out here in the hinterlands and watching this in Raleigh are left to think that, you know, we finally have a Republican legislature, a Republican governor, and we're going to get some things done. And, you know, through whatever the reason, it being the power grab that's too far-reaching, the territorial disputes between people in the House and people in the Senate, and, you know, we hear it's mostly the Senate, the idea that there are some people who've been sitting around, sitting on the back row for many, many years in the legislature, and now they're on the front row, and it's now their turn to have the power. Whatever the situation, it's frustrating to watch this happen in Raleigh. You've got legislators who aren't agreeing on things, who are kind of refusing to work with each other, and they're all Republicans. And that's the crazy thing about it. So, you know, as we sit here this morning and kind of take a look at what's going on in Raleigh, I got to tell you, I'm a little frustrated about it.
Yeah, and it seems like to me, and maybe it's because I am paying a lot closer attention to it than what I have in years past, but it seems like situations like that and some of the disagreements that are taking place in the legislature are so out in the open, more so now than, you know, than what they have been, and you're hearing about it, you're reading about it, you're seeing it, you're knowing it, and you're feeling it, and it's just, it's a different feel to me when stuff like this is going on.
Well, you know, somebody made the comment that, you know, you got all these people who are, you know, in positions of power who've never had the power before, and some of them have been sitting in Raleigh waiting to get the power longer than others. And it seems like that there's got to be an element of that.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, the average guy sitting out here who is a conservative like myself or other people, they don't want to hear all this bickering. They want to see people getting along in Raleigh and moving forward with the agenda that we all thought we had laid out before us when we put them in office. So we'll just wait and see what happens. 729. One of the other state senators is in a little bit of hot water this morning. She's a Democrat. Her name is Senator Angela Bryant. And she made an interesting comment on Twitter after the Boston Marathon bombings. This was what she said. She said, "GOP political terrorism on poor, a long marathon survival route with pressure cooker bombs, pay for drug tests, IDs, criminal checks. And I'm thinking to myself, are you serious? This Democratic State Senator Angela Bryant is comparing the agenda of trying to make sure that people who are on welfare have drug checks and have to go through drug testing before they get. She's comparing that and the Republicans in Raleigh putting that in front of the state to people bombing and killing people on the streets in Boston. She should be ashamed of herself. Well, she has apologized, which she should have. She said she gave a newspaper in Raleigh a quote yesterday. She says, I regret really making a connection between the Boston tragedy and what's happening here in Raleigh. I was frustrated and am frustrated about the incessant attacks on the poor. Well, you know what? That is unconscionable, and it's just saying that you're sorry is not enough, in my opinion. Bryant compared the poor survival efforts to a marathon and the Republican legislation to the bombs.
Angela Bryant represents, I know, a portion of Nash County and took the place of the state senator who got in trouble. Am I right, Mike? Who had a run-in with the law for something. I know it's Franklin and Nash is what she represents. To say that, to use a political reference when referencing the Boston Marathon bombing.
Well, you're talking about people who got killed. You're talking about
exactly what
you know. Essentially, what she's saying is the people in the Republican Party are terrorists, and that's just unfortunate. Her quote goes on in the paper this morning. It was surely regretful. Yes, it was. It was not a good thing to do given the tragedy because there is no comparison to people losing their lives in that kind of incident. Not a good idea at all, and I have a tremendous regret about what I wrote. Well, you should. It's you know what it is? It's very Sheila Jackson Lee of you, if you ask me.
It is.
Sheila Jackson Lee. Ready, fire, aim.
Yeah.
When it comes to making political comments, I've always thought she was the epitome of ready, fire, aim. All right, 28 minutes in front of 8. We are live at Krispy Kreme this morning. Amanda Tilley will join us here in a moment to tell us about these donuts we're giving away. Already a great crowd in here this morning, but please come. Please come by and get some free donuts. We're giving away the Key Lime Cake Donut and the Key Lime Cheesecake Donuts. Just if you come to the counter and say, I heard it on Talk of the Town, I heard Henry talking about it, they will give you a free donut this morning. And no purchase is necessary, but go ahead and get you a hot cup of that great Krispy Kreme coffee, which I have here in front of me. All right, let's check sports. We mentioned a lot of sports in the community this weekend, including a big baseball series, Conference USA showdown between the Pirates and Memphis at Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium starting this afternoon at 27 in front of 8 o'clock. Here's McGee on sports.
Yeah, right, in a four-game winning streak, East Carolina's baseball team welcomes Memphis to town this weekend for a three-game Conference USA series. The Tigers are 25-17 overall, 8-7 in league play. Pirates 21-20, 6-6 in Conference USA. Jeff Hoffman toes the rubber tonight for ECU. First pitch set for 6 o'clock, Saturday's first pitch set for 2 o'clock, and Sunday's first pitch will commence at 1 o'clock. Eric Fisher, offensive tackle out of Central Michigan, was the number one overall pick by the Kansas City Chiefs in round one of the NFL draft. A 6'7", 306-pound Fisher became the first Mid-American Conference player selected as the top overall pick. The first seven picks, all linemen, four on offense, three on defense. No running backs were chosen either for the first time since 1963. The Carolina Panthers had the 14th overall pick and chose defensive tackle star Lotu Lele. Out of Utah,
what?
Pac-12 star
what?
Lotu Lele. Out of Utah, defensive tackle by the Carolina Panthers, chosen number 14 overall. That's a good pick for me.
The first pick for the Panthers?
It is. They needed a good, solid defensive tackle, kind of a Chris Jenkins-ish kind of player. I think they got him and Lotu Lele.
Man, I'm telling you, they need to help that defense. I'm glad they're looking at the defense.
And no Manti Te'o selection in round one. A little bit surprised. A lot of people were saying he would be a round one selection, but the biggest surprise, and no running backs chosen at all in the first round. E.J. Manuel out of Florida State, the first quarterback taken, but wasn't taken until number 16 in the draft.
Yeah, it was a beefy first round, wasn't it? It was a lot of offensive linemen, a lot of defensive linemen taken.
Yep.
So, the skill players, you normally see the quarterbacks and the running backs, but that didn't happen yesterday.
No, it did not. And some news to report here. It's not good news. Digger Phelps, the ESPN college basketball analyst, he is battling bladder cancer. That news coming out on Thursday.
Oh, man, really?
He's already had surgery. We'll follow up with treatments later on next week in Indiana. He's worked for as an analyst for the network for ESPN for 20 years and plans to continue going on as long as he can with that as he battles this bladder cancer.
I thought the commercial that he did with Bobby Knight for Applebee's during the NCAA March Madness tournament was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
Where he tries to throw the chair.
Do you like him?
Digger Phelps?
Yeah.
Next subject. I like him all right. I had several encounters with him during my years doing basketball on the radio with in the ACC.
Did North Carolina ever played?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, played at Notre Dame.
Because he was there for
one of the years that I was doing the games for Carolina, I'm going to say that we actually had a game at South Bend in the NCAAs.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember now why that game would have been played in South Bend. That could have just been the location of the tournament. But I did a game on the radio at South Bend at the Convocation Center up there at Notre Dame. Only time I've ever been on the Notre Dame campus, actually. And I walked out onto the football field, just like Rudy.
I wouldn't do that.
We actually were able to get in the football stadium that weekend. It was snow all over the place. We were up there. I do remember that. And for some reason, I remember Kenny Smith going off on the on Notre Dame. But you know, I had to deal with Digger a little bit that week, and you know, he was not the most pleasant guy to deal with.
I can see that.
He's got a huge ego, but yeah. I mean, hey, God bless him. If he's got bladder cancer, we all need to say a prayer for him.
Indeed.
All right, 7:37. Let's go to break. 23 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. We are live on location this morning at Krispy Kreme. Come on by and get a free donut. We're giving away key lime cheesecake and key lime cake donuts this morning at Krispy Kreme, and we will be right back with more Talk of the Town Friday morning on a beautiful Friday morning to start the weekend.
Pitt Electric is putting its money where your air conditioning unit is. They guarantee to save you money. Here's the offer. Pitt Electric will perform a precision tune-up on your unit for $79. If Pitt Electric doesn't save you $100 on your electric bill this year, they'll refund the cost of the tune-up. And if you have a breakdown this summer on the equipment they tune up, you'll receive priority service and a 25% discount on any repair. In short, Pitt Electric is the company to call to reduce those high utility bills with a guarantee to back it. For $79, the guarantees they offer are worth every penny. Have an old or worn out system? Pitt Electric can replace your existing equipment and cover it with their exclusive lifetime warranty. Wouldn't you like to know that the next piece of heating and air conditioning equipment you purchase will be your last? Call Pitt Electric at 355-2267 to get started on reducing those high utility bills. It's an investment you'll be glad you made. Call today at 355-2267 or visit us online at pittelectric.com. Call Pitt Electric, where service is more than a repair.
With the new season, we continue to hear positive economic news, and Springshire wants to share good news with you too. Greenville's newest retirement community, Springshire, continues to grow and develop, starting the hearts and minds of a few visionaries a few years ago into what is becoming a development reality on beautiful property located on Highway 43 West next to Ironwood Country Club. While economic headwinds have certainly taken their toll on many projects, Springshire is emerging from these challenges strategically positioned to take advantage of today's positive indicators. If you're already on the Springshire list, you know you've made a great decision and a positive investment in your retirement future. If not, you should call Marketing Director Ron Carnigan for an update on all the positive things happening at Springshire. If you haven't planned for your long-term retirement, why not? You should learn about the active living spirit of Springshire. Don't be one of those who said, "I wish I would have." Be among those who continue to say, "I'm so glad I did." Call Ron Carnigan at 800-884-2203 or visit springshire.org.
And our next contestant in the Great Bake Off is Krispy Kreme, introducing their new Key Lime Donuts. Let's see what the tasters think.
This Key Lime Cake Donut is amazing. The moist cake melts in your mouth as the lime flavor bursts through from the incredible Key Lime Cream Cheese icing, while the rosette of cream on top is the perfect finish.
Sounds like Taster 1 is a big fan of the Key Lime Cake Donut. Now let's see what Taster 2 thinks about the Key Lime Cheesecake Donut.
I think Taster 1 better come try this.
this before he declares the Key Lime Cake Donut the winner. This delicious yeast donut with key lime cheesecake filling and a decadent key lime cream cheese icing on top tantalizes your taste buds as the subtle taste of graham cracker crunch finishes off the experience. Mm. It can't be beat.
It sounds like a tie. Krispy Kreme is the winner, but which donut? Fans, you'll have to decide. Come on down and try one now. Krispy Kreme Key Lime Donuts, only available for a limited time.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning, 39 degrees at 7:40 on this Friday morning. I'm Lindsay Fry with your WITN news update. Firefighters are resting this morning after battling a fire at a local business last night. Gordon's Golf, Ski, and Snowboards caught fire around 9 o'clock last night along East Arlington Boulevard. Traffic was stopped while crews got the blaze under control. No word yet on what caused that fire, but we are told that no injuries were immediately reported. Deputies say they've linked a former volunteer firefighter to five cases of arson. Now he's been charged and arrested for it. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office says on March 26, 20-year-old Abraham Ryzik set fire to a mobile home on Davenport Farm Road. The next day, an abandoned building across the street. 2 days later, a storage barn on U.S. 13. In April, deputies say he also burned two more abandoned buildings in Winterville. Officials at the Red Oak Fire Department say Ryzik volunteered there for 8 months and was still on probation. Ryzik was placed on a $50,000 unsecured bond. Well, police need your help finding a man who's being considered armed and dangerous. Greenville police say they're looking for 20-year-old Dietrion Parker, who also goes by Day-Day. Police say he shot Javaz Simpson on Myrtle Avenue Thursday evening. Simpson was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and then arrested. Police say he had five outstanding warrants for failure to appear in court. Well, a man says he was shot in his own home this week, and the gunman stole $60 from his wallet. Our affiliate WAVY reports that Angelo Macello says there was an intruder in his home in the 300 block of Ronda Road in Elizabeth City Monday night around midnight. Macello says a man with gloves covered his mouth, shot him in the stomach, and then took off with $60. Macello says his dad had just taken the dog out, so the door was left unlocked. The victim says he thinks he may know who shot him. The Pascatane County Sheriff's Office is now investigating this case. Police say a gang member who was out on probation is responsible for the shooting of two men earlier this month, killing one of them. Desmond Pearson has been charged with murder. Kinston police say he shot and hurt 24-year-old Jacoby Riddick and killed 18-year-old Jihad Moore back on April 12th. Pearson was serving time in the Wayne County Jail for different crimes when he was charged with these two shootings. The 22-year-old is now being held in the Lenoir County Jail under no bond. Well, that's your WITN News update. I'm Lindsay Fry.
103.7 WTIB weather.
All right, it's going to be a nice day. Sunshine today and high temperatures around 73 degrees. Going to be just about a picture-perfect spring day, which is a good thing since I'm playing in the ECU Economics Department golf tournament today at 12:30. Tonight, a few clouds, overnight low 48, and then Saturday, the 27th of April, partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperature 73. Sunday, more clouds than sun, but only a slight chance of rain. Temperatures in the low 70s as we roll through the morning here at 7:43. It is 39 degrees at Krispy Kreme. Again, we're downtown this morning at Krispy Kreme, live on location, Friday morning. Talk of the town, and it's great to have everybody with us today. Our news and weather update this hour brought to you by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. If you are looking to sell your home, there is but one number to call and one name to remember, and it both includes home. It's Homer Tire at 758-HOME. That's 758-4663, H-O-M-E. Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. Record sales in the first quarter. They're on the way to record sales in second quarter. We're already at the end of April here, and Homer tells me that they're selling homes like crazy. And, of course, it's all about prospects, and Homer knows how to bring prospects into your home. If you're looking to sell a home in Greenville, You need to call Homer, 758-4663. Don't take it from me. Listen to some of the folks who have listed with Homer and had their home sell quickly. You can do that really on the website. Just go to GuaranteedSellNC.com, GuaranteedSellNC.com. These folks got their home sold quickly, but if you, for some reason, can't get your home to sell quickly, talk to Homer about this. He'll buy the home from you. If you got to get out of town and leave the home behind, go ahead and leave. Homer will buy the home from you, guaranteed. And as always, we tell you, he will. He does not require a contract, so you can fire him at any time and pay him nothing. It's Homer Tire, 758-HOME. Or GuaranteedSellNC.com. Quarter to eight. Joe Friday from the Greenville Police Department has joined us here this morning. What's going on, Joe?
Good morning, Henry. How are you?
Doing fine. I love the 30 emails I get from you a day, but you keep us informed in the media, which is your job down at the Greenville Police Department. There's been some not so good news recently. It's not always a good thing when I get an email from you, but I know you guys have a job to do, and you do a great job doing it.
Well, thank you. We try to keep people informed and keep our community involved.
What's going on? You got something going on this weekend?
Yes. The Greenville Police Department is partnering tomorrow with the DEA to meet at Walmart. We're going to have a drug take-back. If you have some unused prescription medications, you can turn those in to us. Our mobile command center will be there at Walmart from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., and we'll have a DEA agent and Greenville police officers there to take back unused prescription medications. No questions asked, that kind of thing. We get questions from time to time about that, and that's a national pill take back.
Now, what's the reason for this? So you won't have these prescription drugs hanging around in your bathroom and your medicine case, and so people, you know, won't abuse them and steal them and that kind of thing?
Yeah, some of that, and, you know, it's environmental as well. I think in the old days, people would take them and throw them away or flush them down the toilet, and I think we found out that that's not a good thing for the environment. So there's, you know, a couple of
different... People need to remember, too, you flush stuff down the toilet, it goes into the system, right?
That's right, and those medications apparently don't get filtered, I'm told. But, you know, we do want to get unused and old medications out because people will... You know, somebody could abuse those or steal them from you or whatever, especially if you just throw them away.
That explains Michael's propensity to come in 3 or 4 days a week and turn on a black light in the studio and put on Jimi Hendrix music. He's been drinking a lot of water.
It could well explain a lot of things that go on over at your studio.
Some things are just not explainable. All right, so Greenville Police Department, what time is it tomorrow?
It's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Walmart. If anybody comes in, they'll see our big mobile command center. The big bus will be there with Greenville Police Department. Our DEA agent will be there, and our Greenville police officers will be there. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
10 to 2 tomorrow. So the idea, bring your old prescription drugs that you're not using those prescriptions anymore. Get rid of them. Do it the right way. Bring them out there, and the Greenville Police Department and DEA working together to dispose of those, which is it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good program. It's a national event. They'll be all over the nation doing it tomorrow, but we'll do our part as well.
What else is going on? Anything else to report? Were things calm in the city last night?
Well, you know, Gordon's Golf and Ski caught on fire. You saw that.
How about that?
That's terrible.
That's a bad fire over there.
It's awful. But we do have some warrants out for a guy. You know, we had a shooting yesterday on Myrtle Avenue, and our detectives were out all evening last night. We have a warrant out for a fella for that, and... Again, just hitting the hot spots and patrolling hard, putting people in jail.
And, you know, you and I communicated by email about this yesterday. What a sad situation the Greenville police had to deal with the young man, the 21-year-old young man who had the accident, fell off the tree, just a bunch of kids out having fun out behind their apartment, and guy falls off of that tree and gets impaled on I guess it was some sort of a fence post or something. What was it?
A metal stake, like a little small metal stake. It's a parent's worst nightmare. You're a parent, a grandparent. You send kids off to college and cross your fingers and pray and hope, you know, they come out okay. It's just so sad. And
that was such a bizarre accident, you know.
Yeah, it's just, you know, an inch or two one way or the other. But our sympathies and our condolences go out to him and his family and all the people at East Carolina University.
You guys see a lot of stuff, don't you? It's kind of you know, we don't thank you often enough for the job that you do, but you know, you guys are part of the first response team on a situation like that, and it's tough.
it's tough for these young officers. I've told you before, I'm just a bystander now, a bench warmer, but these guys that go out and do these things, and I have made death notifications in the past, and that's very, very tough to do, you know, to get that call at 2 in the morning about your kid. But, again, our sympathies go out to that young man's family.
Yeah. No doubt about it. All right, Joe Friday from GPD this morning. Again, the prescription drug take back tomorrow at Walmart. The mobile command center for the Greenville Police Department will be out there tomorrow from 10 to 2 at Walmart, and they'll be taking your prescription drugs and disposing of them for you. Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, Henry. Trent, good to see you.
Thank Roger Friday. Always a pleasure.
Can I get you a key lime cake or key lime cheesecake donut, sir?
I feel like I've already had one or two today. No, thanks.
All right, thank you. Joe Friday from Greenville Police this morning. 10 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Let's get a break in. More Talk of the Town on the way. Free donuts here this morning. If you come by and say you're listening to us on 103.7 this morning, you get a free donut here at Krispy Kreme. We're going to be here till 9 o'clock, and more things coming up in the community. We're going to be talking to other friends that are coming by in the next hour. We'll be right back.
At Brown & Wood Mazda, we've been your dealer of choice for over 75 years. Why? Because we offer the best selection of Mazdas anywhere in Eastern Carolina. Compacts, midsize, crossovers, and sports cars. The Mazda 3, 6, 5, 6, 9, and the all-new 2014 Mazda 6. We've got the most convenient service backed by all Mazda-certified technicians. Hundreds of pre-owned vehicles and competitive pricing. We really do have something for everyone, so why go anywhere else? Come see us at the new Brown & Wood Mazda.
Say goodbye to slow downloads and expensive data plans, and hello to a blazing fast, unlimited 4G LTE data plan from U.S. Cellular, now available for only $40 a month. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello, better. 4G LTE not available in all areas. 2-year agreement required. Offer valid for first 2 years. Other restrictions apply. See uscellular.com/4G for details.
Real Wireless, with locations in Williamston, Robertsonville, Windsor, and Ahoskie. All stores speak Spanish. Se habla español and todos las tiendas. Real Wireless is a U.S. Cellular authorized agent.
Running low on gas? Don't wait too late. Is your stomach growling for a snack or the kids screaming, gotta go right now? Duck through gas stations and food stores located through Eastern North Carolina have gas, snacks, groceries, drinks, and clean restrooms so you can make one convenient stop. Providing quality Shell gas, clean food stores, and restrooms, Duck Through is Eastern North Carolina owned and operated. Keep the car and the family filled up by stopping in a Duck Through gas station and food store near you.
Overwhelmed with your list of chores around the house? Call Window Gang. You can trust that Window Gang will treat your home or business as their own. Window Gang specializes in window cleaning, pressure washing, gutter cleaning, roof washing, dryer vent cleaning, deck restoration, carpet cleaning, even chimney sweeping. Or for more services, see windowgang.com. Window Gang is bonded and insured as well as environmentally safe. So relax, you're in good hands. Call Window Gang at 355-6654.
Hard.
You make good decisions.
You take care of your responsibilities.
So you deserve to treat yourself every once in a while. And Bailey's Fine Jewelry's annual big sale is the perfect excuse.
For 2 weeks each year, Bailey's is filled with extra beautiful bargains. And it's going on now.
Drop what you're doing and make a beeline for the nearest Bailey's Fine Jewelry store.
So you can take advantage of up to 60% off on fine jewelry, diamonds, and watches.
The best deals are happening as we speak.
We'll be putting our best foot forward. The best quality, the best selection, the best service, and the best prices.
Bailey's annual big sale only happens once a year, and it's going on now.
Here's your excuse.
This is big. The Bailey's Big Sale going on in Greenville at 511 Red Banks Road. Also in Raleigh, Rocky Mount, and Fayetteville.
Every woman wants a Bailey box.
Okay, welcome back. We're on location this morning. It's Friday morning. Talk of the Town on the road, and great to have everybody here. Beautiful Friday morning. Beautiful weekend in store. The St. James Spring Fling, which is one of the big, big events every spring in Greenville, is tomorrow. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate for them. Henry Groom will be here in a few minutes to tell us about that. The Junior Women's Association's Big Touch a Truck event is coming up tomorrow at Greenville Mall. We'll be talking about that next hour. We just had Joe Friday on talking about the prescription drug turn in tomorrow at Walmart. So going to be a good day to get out and do some things. And then on Sunday, we mentioned this earlier, on Sunday when you're out and about, we need you to go out and come by here at Krispy Kreme. Not only are we giving away free donuts today, but this Hero Appreciation Day, what a great idea. We'll get into that right now. Amanda Tilly, the owner of Krispy Kreme, is here with us this morning. First of all, good morning. You're giving away donuts again this morning.
We are giving away donuts again. We are featuring our new key lime donuts. We have a key lime cake that is very good. It's a key lime flavored cake donut with key lime icing and a cream dollop or rosette, I think is the descriptive term. And then
I don't know what a rosette is. I like the dollop.
That's right. It's a dollop. And then our key lime cheesecake donut is a key lime filling combined with a cheesecake filling. So it's a different donut than the key lime donut we had last year, and it's much better, particularly if you like cheesecake. You'll really like this donut.
And summer's coming, and, you know, we all love this Krispy Kreme hot coffee. You got the best coffee in town, but if you want something cool to drink, people may not think of Krispy Kreme immediately for that, but you got some great new chillers for the summer.
We do. We have a pink lemonade. We had a lemonade flavor last year that was very, very popular. It's so backed by popular demand with a new twist. It's our pink lemonade chiller, and we also have a frozen hot chocolate.
Frozen hot chocolate. I haven't heard of that before.
Yep, just having a little fun. Yeah. But it's all
That's great. All right, now let's talk about this big event on Sunday. You have to go online and download the coupon. But if you've got the coupon, you come in on Sunday and you buy a dozen donuts, you get a free dozen donuts to go with it. And the idea, it's being called Hero Appreciation Day. The idea, I guess you don't have to do this, but the idea is for you to download the coupon online, come by here, get a dozen donuts for your family, and then take a dozen donuts to someone who's your hero.
Exactly, exactly. Sunday is actually National Superhero Day, and we're putting a local twist on it by asking people to thank their local heroes.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Now, the website is heroappreciationday.com, and you do have to have the coupon, right? So you go in, you download the coupon, you come into Krispy Kreme, and you'll get one dozen of donuts free with every that you purchase.
You can buy any dozen, and you get a second dozen original glazed free.
So if you've got one coupon, you can buy as many dozens as you want and get a dozens with it or not. We'll have to check the coupon. It's the first time I've ever stumped Amanda.
I was like, that's a very good question that I don't have an answer to.
I bet it's on the coupon. Let's download the coupon and see. All right, so that's coming up on Sunday. All right, Krispy Kreme, always great to see you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Amanda Tilly this morning live at Krispy Kreme. And I see Henry Groom has arrived. We'll be talking to him in a little while. Henry, you're early. Go get a key lime donut. Go get a key lime donut. You're early. we've got a lot of things happening today. Are you playing in the ECU golf tournament today?
No, sir, I'm not.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
You know,
I wish I was, but
I actually don't get a chance to play in golf tournaments a lot, but it seems like this is two weeks in a row on Friday that I'm taking off early and going out to play the Randy.
You're not complaining, though, are you?
No, today's going to be a great day to be out there. Better than last Friday. Last Friday we got soaked out at Ironwood during the Pirate Club golf tournament. I think today's going to be a good day, though. Randy Parker, Dr. Randy Parker, who is a close friend. He is the same Randy Parker who is one of the top economists in the country. Randy shows up sometime. Maybe Randy will show up coming in the Krispy Kreme this morning. He shows up down here. Mm-hmm. He speaks at the Cato Institute. His advice is sought out all over the country when it comes to economic issues. Randy, for years, has done a golf tournament that the sponsor is the economics department at ECU, and it's to actually raise scholarship money for students at East Carolina University through the ECU Foundation, of which I'm the vice president. So mm-hmm. We try to support this every year, and that tournament is today. My understanding is they're going to have a huge crowd over at Greenville Country Club today at 12:30, and we're all out there raising scholarship money for ECU students today. So that is going to be a really good day to do that. And in fact, the week. weekend. So it looks like a pretty good weekend all in all, although we will see some clouds up there. But today and tomorrow look nice. All right, it's 8 o'clock right now. Let's go to break. More Talk of the Town coming up at Krispy Kreme.
This is 103.7 WTIB, Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount. Get our Facebook link at WTIBFM.com.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. The condition of the surviving suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings has improved. Johar Sarnaev has been moved from a hospital to a Massachusetts prison infirmary. A Chinese man who was carjacked by the alleged bombers has been speaking about what happened that night and what the young men were talking about. ABC's Lindsay Davis says the carjack victim identified himself as Danny.
The victim tells the Boston Globe Tamerlan asked if he had followed the news of the Boston bombing, saying, "I did that. And I just killed a policeman in Cambridge." Danny says the Sarnaya brothers were talking about mundane topics, girls, credit limits for students, iPhone 5s, and whether or not anyone still listens to CDs. At one point, realizing Danny didn't have any music they liked, they even doubled back to a second car they'd left parked nearby to grab one of their own CDs.
Authorities say the 19-year-old bombing suspect said he and his older brother were also planning to attack New York City. Calls are growing in Congress for the Obama administration to take military action in Syria. This after it appears the Assad government used chemical weapons against its own civilians at least twice. Some experts say intervening in a civil war would be complex and risky.
A U.S. administration that's trying to be deliberate in its response, not have a knee-jerk reaction to
Adam Nergizian with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Pressure will always be there to do more. The danger is in letting others lead the response.
The Senate has passed a bill to stop air traffic controllers on furloughs. They've been blamed for hundreds of flight delays this week. The furloughs were caused by budget cuts. Republican Senator Susan Collins called the bill a bipartisan effort.
It's nice to know that when we work together, we really can solve problems.
The bill shifts funds for the FAA and may get House approval as soon as today. This is ABC News.
This is Lisa Edelstein from House. On TV, the good doctors aren't always easy to spot, but it is easy to spot the good that Barasa Ware is doing as a local health worker in Ethiopia. Every day, he helps the children of his village survive. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you're one step away from helping children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
This spring, plant something beautiful in your driveway. Introducing the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Right now, get 1.9% APR on a certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty and amenities like 24/7 roadside assistance. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Spring Event. Luxurious by any standards. Certified by ours. Not all buyers qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services Limited Term Financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/13. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and details.
The upcoming fire season in California could be a busy one. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
Firefighters here in California are predicting a dangerous wildfire season, and today the Angeles National Forest area north of L.A. is raising its fire danger from moderate to high. Battalion Chief Rick McClintock is with the San Bernardino County Fire Department.
Our seasonal grasses are unusually dry.
Rainfall up and down California is well below normal. Downtown L.A. has seen only 2 inches of rain since January instead of the usual 10 inches. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The latest estimate of first quarter GDP growth for the economy, set to be released minutes from now. Amazon plans to release a television set-top box that would stream video over the net into customers' homes. Bloomberg News says by building the device, Amazon can put its content more directly into the center of consumers' living rooms. Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. 39 degrees at 8:04 on this Friday morning. I'm Lindsay Fry with your WITN News update. Firefighters are resting this morning after battling a fire at a local business last night. Gordon's Golf Ski and Snowboard Store caught fire around 9 o'clock last night along East Arlington Boulevard. Traffic was stopped while crews got the blaze under control. No word yet on the cause of that fire, but no injuries were immediately reported. Deputies say they've linked a former volunteer firefighter to five cases of arson. Now he's been charged and arrested for it. The Pitt County Sheriff's Office says on March 26th, 20-year-old Abraham Rizek set fire to a mobile home on Davenport Farm Road. The next day, an abandoned building across the street. 2 days later, a storage barn on U.S. 13. In April, deputies say he also burned two more abandoned buildings in Winterville. Officials at the Red Oak Fire Department say Rizek volunteered there for 8 months and was still on his probation period. Rizek was placed on a $50,000 unsecured bond. Well, police need your help finding a man who's being considered armed and dangerous. Greenville police say they're looking for 20-year-old Deatrayon Parker, who also goes by Day-Day. Police say he shot Javaz Simpson on Myrtle Avenue Thursday evening. Simpson was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and then arrested. Police say he had five outstanding warrants for failure to appear in court. A man says he was shot in his own home this week and the gunman stole $60 from his wallet. Our affiliate WAVY reports that Angelo Macello says there was an intruder in his home in the 300 block of Ronda Road in Elizabeth City Monday night at midnight. Macello says a man with gloves covered his mouth, shot him in the stomach, and took off with $60. Macello says his dad had just taken the dogs out and the door was left unlocked. The victim says he thinks he knows who shot him. The Pascatank County Sheriff's Office is still investigating this case. Police say a gang member who was out on probation is responsible for shooting two men earlier this month, killing one of them. Desmond Pearson has been charged with murder. Kinston police say he shot and hurt 24-year-old Jacoby Wittick and killed 18-year-old Jahad Moore back on April 12th. Pearson was serving time in the Wayne County Jail for different crimes when he was charged with these two shootings. The 22-year-old is now in the Lenoir County Jail being held under no bond. Well, that's your WITN News update. I'm Lindsay Fry.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Tomorrow and partly cloudy skies, kind of intermingled there. And we will also have temperatures tomorrow about the same 73 degrees as we will have today. So that's a good thing. And then Sunday, cloudy, no real rain possibility, a slight rain possibility, maybe a shower here or two. But for the most part, it's going to be pretty nice on Sunday as well. Temperatures also between 72 and 75 degrees for a high. But today looks great as we start the day. And the current temperature right now outside Krispy Kreme this morning is 41 degrees.
Warming up.
41 degrees warming up on our way to 73 today. Actually, 43 degrees. Just popped up another couple of degrees. News and weather this hour brought to you by Suddenlink. And Suddenlink's red tag event is still going through the end of the month. This is the last weekend of the month, so note these prices and the fact that you need to act if you want to take advantage of the 30-30-30 deal. This is the Suddenlink Internet, high-definition TV, and home phone deal, just $30 per month per service when you bundle. Includes up to 200 channels, high-definition television, 15-meg Internet, and home phone. You can also get TiVo Any Room service up to three TVs for just $19 a month. And for another $10 a month, you can upgrade your Internet speed from 15 to 30 megs and also have Wi-Fi at home, just $10 a month. Call them at 866-432-1184, 866-432-1184. Visit them online at suddenlink.com, suddenlink.com. And tomorrow night, McGee, you might be interested in this on-demand tomorrow night, a pay-per-view event, the UFC 159 Jones versus Sonnen, the Ultimate Fighting Championships.
This is a fight to the death thing, right?
Yeah, these guys are crazy.
You can purchase that on pay-per-view. And, of course, also great movies out right now, Zero Dark Thirty, On Demand, on Suddenlink, On Demand, Gangster Squad, and coming on Tuesday, Silver Linings Playbook, which is one of the big movies of the year. Did you see that, Andrea? Was it good? I hear it's good, right? Really good, she says. It was an Academy Award nominee for Best Picture, Silver Linings Playbook. You just watched it because Bradley Cooper was in it. Huh?
She's honest.
So we've had a Channing Tatum reference this morning.
And a Bradley.
Yeah. Andrea's having a field day.
It's getting ridiculous.
10 minutes after 8 o'clock, that's our Suddenlink News and Weather update. We're going to break live at Krispy Kreme here this morning. If you join us between now and 9 o'clock this morning, you get a free donut. They're featuring their new key lime donuts this morning. Come get one for free at Krispy Kreme. Just say you're listening to us, and you get a free one. A lot of folks taking advantage of it right now. You got 50 minutes to get here and get a free donut this morning. We'll be right back with hour two of Talk of the Town.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
Customer must qualify for all rebates. See dealer for details.
Spring brings huge savings at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. You'll save big on new Chrysler and Dodge cars at the 2013 Showcase event. East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep has 2013 Dodge Avengers starting at just $15,990. The all-new Dodge Dart is just $16,990. And the 2013 Chrysler 300 is only $18,990. Those are some great spring prices on new cars.
And how about the deals on new trucks and Jeeps?
East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep has the new Ram truck priced at just $25,990. And the 2013 Jeep Grand Cherokee is just $26,990. Don't let another beautiful day go by without putting the top down and test driving the new 2013 Jeep Wrangler. East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep is number one in Jeeps in Eastern Carolina.
I'm Chip Davis. For the best price, selection, and service, come check us out at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Are you a bargain hunter always looking for the best deals in Greenville? Start your hunt on Saturday, April 27th at the St. James UMC Spring Fling Yard Sale. This massive yard sale opens at 6:30 and is the start of a day-long event with plant sale, bake sale, craft bazaar, and live auction at 5. All proceeds benefit local charities, so come join our St. James family on April 27th at 2000 East 6th Street for unique finds, great bargains, and excellent food. For more information, call 752-6154 or visit stjconnect.org.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
All you got to do is come down and watch some of this.
Henry Green is here from the big plane playing event tomorrow, St. James of the United States Church. Representative Ryan Bradley brought him. We know he's going to be here. We'll get him on, and we can talk to him a little bit this morning.
So there's a lot to do this morning as my grandson enters the building. This is the star of the show. Hey, buddy. How are you? Want to come give me a hug? He'll give me a hug later. That's all right. You want to come give me a hug? Come on. Come over here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my life right now. Get up here. Holt Hinton is here this morning. Did you just wake up?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Did you have anything to eat yet?
Fruit Loops.
You had fruit? Oh, I smell those Fruit Loops. I smell those Fruit Loops. Are you doing okay this morning? Okay. Mommy says she has to go move the car, so you can stay here with me for a minute. You want to do that? Do you want orange juice or do you want coffee?
Orange juice.
Orange juice. Do you want a donut?
Mm-hmm.
You do want a donut? Okay. All right. Very good. All right. What else is going on today? Are you going to school or are you going to hang with Pop-Pop this morning?
I'm going to school.
Oh, you're going to school. Okay. All right. Very good.
Education first.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the weather's going to be good this weekend. We're looking for some sunshine today and a high temperature today of 73 degrees. A few clouds tonight, 48 degrees tonight. Saturday, we've got partly cloudy skies and a high of 73. And then on Sunday, more clouds and sun, temperatures in the 70s. And it sounds like a good time because I know you got a big weekend because Holt is going to the Touch a Truck tomorrow. Are you going to see the big trucks?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to see? Which one of the trucks do you want to see? Fire trucks?
Mm-hmm.
You want to sit in the fire truck with a fireman?
No.
You don't? All right. Now, what are you doing on Sunday? I heard you're doing something else on Sunday. What are you going to see Sunday? Dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
You like dinosaurs, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that should be fun. Get a busy week,
right.
You know.
All right. Hop back down there. Good to see you. Thanks for coming to see me this morning. Go see Mommy and get her. Mommy's going to go get you some orange juice. All right, very good. He's got microphones hung up all over. All right, 17 after. He did very good. He did very good. All right, Henry Groom is here. Let's talk about some other things happening. We'll get back to the Touch a Truck event coming up later in the hour. But Henry Groom is here. Henry and the guys at St. James United Methodist Church do a great job with the Spring Fling every year. Good morning, Henry.
Hello, Henry.
We were just talking about... We're just talking about the fact that you were one of the, you might have been the first businessman that I knew in Greenville when I was working for Danny Jacobson at WLOW in the 70s because you were a life insurance guy and your office was across the street. And I always remember you made such an impression on me because you were always so nice and I used to think, wow, I would like to be Henry Groom when I get that age.
Well,
now you're way old.
I'm really old.
You're not that much older than I am, but back in those days, everybody seemed older to me.
Well, it's as long as we can keep having them, I'm happy.
This is a big deal. The St. James Spring Fling every year is a big deal. And looks like the weather, I know some years the weather hasn't cooperated with this thing. You go on rain or shine, but looks like it's going to be a great day tomorrow.
So this will be a great year. This is our 21st year. Last year, was 20, and we surpassed $1 million given to the nonprofits over that 20 years. So, like I tell somebody, we're starting another 20 years, another $1 million.
Well, this is great because the St. James Church does this every year, and you head it up. But you guys don't keep any of the money. You take the money and give it to different charities around the Greenville community. How do you decide what charities get the money?
Well, we have an application process that we look at, and people to submit applications for things they need. And we have a committee that chooses in October who will be the recipients coming up in April. And we try to keep it to about 3 to 5 units or groups a year so that we don't spread it out too thin. We happen to have 5 this year.
All right, very good. So it starts tomorrow. It's always bright and early because you have a yard sale that starts, and you have a huge crowd of folks that show up every morning, every year, and it starts at 6:30 tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, but the thing people understand, we have people in line at 3 o'clock for the yard sale.
Is that right?
And we start serving breakfast at 5:30 because those folks are hungry before the 6:30 yard sale. So
the action, but you cannot purchase anything until 6:30. Can you walk around and peruse? Well, they can't do that either. So you got to know what's there if you want to get it. So you're gonna give us a clue on some of the items.
Well, I mean, we've been doing it so long, and if you go by down Fifth Street, you see a circus tent, and that circus tent is full of stuff for the yard sale. So I mean, it's just tables and tables and tables, and then of course we have a plant sale and a unique boutique, which is a area that has items that are a little bit better than a yard sale, but not quite auctionable. And then we have plant sale, I mentioned, bake sale, craft sale, and then serve about 2,000 chicken plates. Then we come back at 5 o'clock and have an auction, live auction.
How in the world do you put all this together? How long does it take to pull this whole thing together?
Well, I mean, we started unloading trailers last Sunday, and people have been working all week. But it's, you know, we've done it so long now, it's just habit.
All right, so the yard sale starts at 6:30, but you say you can have breakfast starting at 5:30. What kind of breakfast do you serve out there?
Well, these guys, there's a Sunday school class that's done it every year. Then they bake their own biscuits. They have chicken biscuits or Chick-fil-A biscuits. They make their own. They have country ham biscuits, sausage biscuits, cheese biscuits, coffee, juice, water, you know, just hands-on food.
So if I wake up at the normal time tomorrow morning like I do often on Saturday morning, can't go back to sleep, I can head over there and get a sausage biscuit?
You can do that.
All right, very good. Now, so the breakfast starts at 5:30, but the yard sale and the plant sale and the unique boutique start at 6:30, and that goes until noon, but I would presume that you need to get there a lot earlier than that if you don't want to get the picked over stuff.
If you want a good choice, you better be there relatively early. Of course, there's so much stuff. We have the Grifton Mission Ministries in Grifton takes all that's left over, and they were originally the Baptist men that came here when the hurricane, 10 years ago, Floyd,
yeah.
And have stayed. So we donate the extra stuff to them because they have use for it.
That's awesome. All right, now. You have other things other than the yard sale, the plant sale. There's always the big live auction, and people may not realize that Henry Groom is a professional auctioneer. You auction the stuff off, and this is the really good stuff, but that doesn't start until 5 tomorrow afternoon.
That's right, and it'll run about, we're going to have about 250 items. So it'll take me about three and a half hours to run through that, but we got everything from bicycles to gift certificates for advertising on Talk of the Town.
Pay a lot for that.
Yeah. But I mean, clothes, trips, tickets for shows, basketball games. I mean, it's just unreal stuff. We got one of the things we're going to have this year is a 1977 Pontiac Grand Prix with 55,600 miles on it.
You got to be kidding. No. Man, what's that thing worth?
Well, if you Google it, they have auctioned anywhere from 3,000 to 15,000.
So I would love to have that thing myself. 55,000 miles on a 1967?
77.
Is it Pontiac, you say?
Pontiac. And then we've got a 30-year-old Barbie house that's like a six-room house that's complete with all the pink convertible and everything else. So, I mean, we've got something for everybody.
All right, now, if you go to this website here, do you get information about the items or just information about the day?
Well, you get the information about some of the items, but what happens at the end of the week is just hard to keep up with these items because they come in every day. Because yeah. Somebody will say, hey, I didn't want to donate this, or I want to donate this. But, I mean, we had a lady yesterday come in with two quilts, handmade quilts that were probably 50 to 75 years old. Well, I mean, you know, it's little stuff that they want to give it.
Well, the website for the church for St. James is STJConnect, no dot in the middle of that, STJ for St. James, Connect, STJConnect.org, STJConnect.org if you want to check it out. And the telephone number at the church is 752-6154. Now, you mentioned, I guess down here at the bottom, you've got the five groups that are going to get the proceeds this year: Access Health, Health Assist, Gardeners for Hope, Operation Sunshine, Upstream Downtown, Upstream Downstream Connection Youth Camp, and the Easter Seals Summer Moore Children's Center. Those are the five, or it's actually six. One, two, six. Oh yeah. Okay. Oh, it's five. I never was that good at math. It's five.
The older you get, the worse your eyesight gets.
So five groups in town that'll get the money from this big event. And I'll tell you more than anything, I've been to the Spring Fling several years. I tell you, it's just a great, it's kind of a fun and festive atmosphere. There's some great food out there. You got the barbecue chicken lunch tomorrow after you stop serving the breakfast. You know, you just see all your friends out there. It's a big social event. If you haven't ever been, it's just a fun thing to do.
It is. And the most fun, of course, is on is at the live auction, because we have people there and the competitive bidding and all this stuff, and it's just a great time for everybody.
And St. James has a great family life center over there where you do the live auction and everything. That's where it'll be tomorrow night. So come on out and be a part of the St. James Spring Fling tomorrow.
Hey, Henry, do you have the old I call them old man chairs, you know, with the backing, that kind of I don't know what you call that material, but kind of that netting, you know, the cross pattern chairs with
the outdoor chairs. We don't have any this year.
Oh.
But we do have a couple of nice leather recliners. You could still lean back and relax.
There you go. Okay.
Very nice. All right, get out there and enjoy it tomorrow. It's the St. James Spring Fling. Henry, anything else we missed?
No, I think I covered it, and I appreciate the opportunity to come talk about it.
Absolutely. It's good to see you, my friend. Henry Groom. A great American right there. And the St. James United Methodist Church Spring Fling tomorrow. All right, Michael, I guess we need to get a break in, don't we? Let's do that right now. We'll take a commercial break, 27 after 8 o'clock. Still to come this hour from the Sean Hannity Show. Tavares is here at Krispy Kreme this morning. Representative Brian Brown's going to give us a little rally up. Dave, I'm going to put him on the spot.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to ask him whose fault this is when these guys can't. These Republicans can't get along that we sent up there to run the state. And also, my daughter-in-law is here. Meredith Hinton is going to tell us about the big Touch a Truck event for kids tomorrow at Greenville Mall. So a lot of show left. Come on by and get a free donut. Key Lime Donuts for free this morning. If you come in and say you're listening to Talk of the Town, they'll give you one for free. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Preston Morgan, mail specialist at Morgan Printer. Our family's full-service, in-house mail system allows us to offer you the most complete and secure printing and mailing services around. From static print pieces that simply need to be addressed and mailed, to full-blown direct marketing campaigns, Morgan Printers can handle any size project totally in-house. When mailing is part of your marketing campaign, call me for a quote at 800-962-1972 or go to MorganPrinters.com. Morgan Printer, supporting the Pirate Nation since 1962.
Here we go.
Go Pirate!
You work hard.
You make good decisions.
You take care of your responsibilities.
So you deserve to treat yourself every once in a while. And Bailey's Fine Jewelry's annual big sale is the perfect excuse.
For 2 weeks each year, Bailey's is filled with extra beautiful bargains. And it's going on now.
Drop what you're doing and make a beeline for the nearest Bailey's Fine Jewelry store.
So you can take advantage of up to 60% off on fine jewelry, diamonds, and watches.
The best deals are happening as we speak.
We'll be putting our best foot forward. The best quality, the best selection, the best service, and the best prices.
Bailey's annual big sale only happens once a year, and it's going on now.
Here's your excuse.
This is big. The Bailey's Big Sale, going on in Greenville at 511 Red Banks Road. Also in Raleigh, Rocky Mount, and Fayetteville.
Every woman wants a Bailey box.
Do you need to sell your home? Hello, Pitt County, it's Glenn Beck. I just read last year that 46% of all the homes around you didn't sell. Believe me, I know the frustration of going through one agent after another and all the excuses on why your home can't sell. But that is exactly why you need to talk to Homer Tire of the Homer Tire team. Homer makes it really easy for you. All you do is sign a one-day listing agreement. And after that, at any point, after a week, a few weeks, a month, if he doesn't live up to everything that he told you he would do and your expectations, you can get out of the agreement. But you won't. Because Homer will sit down with you, and he's going to set a deadline and a price, and if that deadline passes and your home hasn't sold, Homer buys it. Month after month, no one attracts more buyers, sells more homes, or gives more ironclad guarantees than Homer Tire. Call the agent that I wish would have lived around me when I was trying to sell my home. Call Homer today at 758-HOMER. That's 758-HOMER. Or go to GuaranteedSaleNC.com. That's GuaranteedSaleNC.com.
Whether you're moving across town or across the country, call Advanced Moving and Storage at 321-3200. Licensed and insured, Advanced Moving and Storage will carefully pack and move your belongings, including large items such as a piano, a heavy safe, or hot tub, down to your pet's toys. Advanced Moving and Storage also offers free estimates and free packing supplies. Minimize the stress of moving by calling Advanced Moving and Storage at 321-3200 or visit AdvancedMoversNC.com.
Okay, welcome back. We are back live at Krispy Kreme in downtown Greenville. It's 8:31, and now my daughter-in-law is on here bossing me around and giving me orders and stuff. Meredith Hinton, who is one of the founders of the Junior Women's Association of Greenville and one of the first people to put this Touch a Truck event together, is here this morning. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Doing great.
And I might also add that we have a second grandchild on the way. Due date, late July?
August 6th.
Yeah. But August 6th? Is it really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. That's a Dee Dee and Pop Pop's anniversary.
Well, hopefully I'll have the baby before then.
All right, so the third annual Touch a Truck event tomorrow, Greenville Mall. This is a great event. I've been to the last two. And, you know, when you guys first started doing this and you brought it up to me and said, we're going to do this Touch a Truck event, I went, who's going to come out and just see trucks? But it's turned out to be one of the biggest deals in Greenville. It's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you definitely doubted us, but it every year it's gotten bigger. And
well, I told you, never ask my opinion on these things. I know nothing.
Well, we're hoping this year will be even bigger. It's this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to have various fire trucks, big rigs, ambulances, different kinds of construction equipment. We'll also have some bouncy houses, face painting, and there's going to be some food vendors. And this year we're actually having some little shopping vendors for the moms. So,
oh,
little.
Good. And if you've never been to this, people are, you know, there are people at every one of the trucks and the emergency vehicles and stuff. Are you looking for the grandson?
Yeah, I was just making sure he was okay.
I think he's got lots of people attending to him over there. But the big rigs, all the emergency vehicles, there are people there. The people who usually run these things are there. They help the kids get in and out of the vehicles. They're police cars there, highway patrol cars, fire trucks, and the kids just love it.
Oh, they do. I mean, we've taken hold every year, and he has just loved it. And you can just see all the smiles on the kids' faces when they're out there. The tickets are $5 each. Children under one are free. And all of the proceeds from the event go to our partner charities, and those are Habitat for Humanity, the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, Boys and Girls Club, RHA Howell, and Literacy Volunteers of Pitt County.
All right, so you do it as a fundraiser. It is a cost, and you have the whole area roped off. And so, you know, you do have to pay to get in, but it's just $5. And, again, all the proceeds go to charity, which is really nice. Tomorrow from 10 to 2, is that fewer hours than normal? Did you do it later than that last year?
I think we've done it till 3, but it – from 2 to 3 has kind of been a down time. Usually the 10 to 2 is the best time to get you know, most of the kids out there. So,
and you will have food out there to buy, too, right?
Yes, yes. We will have a couple different food vendors. I think we're having snow cones and popcorn and just all kinds of stuff.
Like pizza. And Star 94.3, our sister station, will be out there broadcasting live tomorrow?
Yes, you need to talk to your son about that. He is giving me problems.
Oh, he... I don't know what that means, but I'll find out again. All right, so the third annual Touch a Truck event tomorrow, 10 to 2 at Greenville Mall, brought to you by the Junior Women's Association, which, by the way, has turned out to be a really neat organization. How many ladies now in the Junior Women's Association, and what's the age groups and all the, is there a criteria to join this group?
No real criteria. We actually, I believe we've just passed that we're going to start letting in from age 22 and up. It used to be 22.
It's a service organization. It's a group that, you know, it's a working group. If you join it, you're going to be doing service projects, right?
Right. We don't strictly do the fundraising projects. We do do, you know, volunteer at the Boys and Girls Club, do the Habitat for Humanity builds, teach reading at Literacy Volunteers, go and celebrate different holidays at RHA Howell. So it's a really great way to meet other girls in the community as well as, you know, get out in the community and really give back. And it's not, you know, it's not only, hey, give your money. It's more of a give your time.
Right. All right, very good. The Junior Women's Association of Greenville and the Touch a Truck event tomorrow. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you for bringing my grandson down to say hello to me this morning. And good luck with this event tomorrow.
Hey, the donuts helped.
That had something to do with it. All right, thank you, Meredith. All right, if you slide off, I think we're going to have Representative Brian Brown join us now for a minute. We didn't know that Brian was going to be here this morning, but since there's so much going on in Raleigh, and it's Friday morning, and Representative Brown is back in the district, as they say. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Busy week in Raleigh. You guys passed the voter ID bill. That's the first thing. I guess that was the big news of the week.
It was a great bill. We actually got some bipartisan support on it, and I think it goes a long way to really protect the integrity of the vote in North Carolina.
And now it goes to the Senate. What's the sense? I mean, the order of the day today, it looks like, once again, there's a real lack of cooperation between the Senate and the House, which we'll talk about next. But is this one going to go over and get passed in the Senate?
Yeah, I don't really see any concerns with this bill. We really kind of worked in a way in which both sides were involved in the drafting of the legislation, and so I really have no concerns of it going over to the Senate and not coming out the way that it went over.
Article in the News Observer this morning that pretty much indicates that the Senate and the House is arguing again, and it doesn't look very good. I mean, it looks like there was some terse words exchanged. Of course, I do have to realize John Frank wrote this article, and anytime Republicans are feuding, John loves it, and he probably makes it look worse than it is. Let me get an eyewitness report here. This is about the bill that came out of the Senate a while back that was going to basically clear out all of the boards and commissions, throw out everybody who's on them, start them over again with new people, and in some cases it would combine some of the boards. In some cases it would take some of the appointment authority away from the governor, which, you know, the governor has never made a comment about this and refused to comment in this article today. But, you know, just reading between the lines and being a observer of what happens in Raleigh on a day-to-day basis, Representative Brown, I sense that there is real lack of cooperation between the Senate and the House. What's your perspective on it?
Well, it's important to know that this bill was not received well in the House when it first came over. I mean, the majority of Republicans and obviously Democrats didn't like this bill from the very beginning.
Why?
It's too far sweeping. It's too overreaching. Probably one of the largest groups within the House caucus, anyway, of the Republicans, is the freshmen, 33 members. And almost to the man, we wanted this bill changed, and we wanted it changed drastically. The judges was just simply not something we were willing to compromise on.
Now let's talk about that. For people who don't know, there are 7 special judges that travel around the state, and they are appointed by the governor, and this bill would wipe out all of those, that would basically eliminate those positions, And a lot of people felt like that was a shot at Bev Perdue because she had appointed some. She had appointed some right before she left office. And there's, you know, a lot of people don't like the way they were appointed. And this bill would have eliminated those positions, including Judge Jack Jenkins, who is Leo Jenkins' son, who is a judge from New Bern. And so now the Senate wanted those positions totally eliminated and thrown out, and the House, you're saying, did not like that idea.
No, we did not like that idea whatsoever. And then when you look at the compromise that we made when we sent it to conference, we went and said we weren't going to compromise on the judges. They've come back now and said that they want those judges out of there, and a good part of that was three judges that were just appointed. And you look at some of these judges that were just appointed, they've given up their law practices. I mean, they have essentially quit their private lives to take on this judgeship, and now we're looking to wipe them away before they've ever even set foot on the bench. You know, that's a big uncompromising issue for us. And I think it looks, and I heard you talking in the 7 o'clock hour, it definitely looks like a frustrating situation. And I can see how that looks that way. But what I would urge listeners to really keep in mind is that you should be extremely proud of the House of Representatives here in North Carolina, because we're not abusing our power. And that's essentially what we're talking about here, guys. Look at what our leadership is doing. And it should speak volumes on what Speaker Tom Tillis is doing and his leadership and saying, look, just because we have the power doesn't mean we should abuse it. We need to do the right things for North Carolina. We need to do the right things for the citizens of North Carolina. That's what we said we were going to do when we came in, and that's what we're going to continue to do. Whether there's any type of divisiveness between the House and the Senate or not, we're going to stick to those principles and continue to do what's right. And I understand that people think that maybe we should, you know, clean those boards and have our individuals on those boards, conservative representation. I understand that, and I don't necessarily disagree with that. But what I do disagree with is with the manner in which it was going to be done. And you know, we just don't need to be that way.
Now, you know, you can't make those comments and not have me ask this question. If you think people should be proud of the way the House is conducting themselves, are you saying that the problem is all in the North Carolina Senate and that they are the ones that are too far-reaching and not being cooperative?
I think at this point the jury's still out. I think that there's some things that the Senate needs to do to make a little more compromises with the House of Representatives. And I think that when you look at something like this, and we really strive on the principles of having a fair and balanced legislative process, that's what the House has tried to accomplish in this process. And that is where, you know, even leading up to the daylight hours of yesterday when we were trying to finalize this, we were asking to please not do away with these judges. They went ahead and voted to go ahead and do it, so that's why we ultimately voted unanimously to not concur with Senate Bill 10.
So the entire House voted no on this bill.
That is absolutely correct.
Now was that the bill that had been reworked in the conference committee that you voted no on?
That's correct. Yeah. What had come?
So even the people who were part of reworking the bill with the Senate and the conference committee voted no when it went to the floor?
Yes. That is absolutely correct, because the bill that the Senate voted on was not the same bill. They added the judges back in. And again, we said when it went to conference committee, we were not going to compromise on that piece.
Okay, so just to clarify, when the bill came back out of the conference committee, eliminating the judges was not part of the bill, but even after the conference committee, the Senate put the judges, eliminating these judges, back in that bill, even after agreeing not to have it in there in the conference committee.
That is correct. That is correct.
Wow. So it sounds like the Senate just is uncompromising on some of these things, which is what government and legislation is all about. You got to compromise.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. So what's the message we should take away from this then? I mean, should we all be mad at the Senate?
No, I don't think anybody needs to be mad at anyone. I mean, when you look at the process, there are feelings and there are thoughts and there's ideology that's involved in this. And again, we completely understand that. But at this point, the House leadership wants to ensure that we do a fair and balanced approach to legislation. That's what the message has been for leadership. That's what it's going to continue to be from leadership. And that's what we're going to rely on. Because, you know, at the end of the day, as quickly as we've become into power here in North Carolina, we can lose that. And we need to make sure that we show a great deal of respect to the minority group, like we would want to be treated if, in fact, we wind up back in the minority someday ourselves.
You know, I continue to say that people who look at what's happened in North Carolina in the last few years and say, we're a red state, they're misinterpreting the message, I think, from the voters, because Pat McCrory, I think, was elected governor of North Carolina because he appealed to the conservatives and the moderates. And, you know, it's those moderates, those people in the middle, are going to make the decision about whether you guys go back or not.
That's absolutely correct. And you look at some of the things the House is doing. When you look at unemployment reform, when you look at voter ID, these are really large pieces of legislation that are very conservative pieces of legislation. So you know, there's a good sense of those things out there. It'll be interesting to see what comes up.
Well, you've got some interesting things going. You were one of the sponsors of the scholarship bill. We've talked about that quite a bit. Where does that stand, and how is that being accepted right now? A lot of people use the term vouchers. I take it you don't like the word vouchers.
No.
Why not, by the way?
It's an opportunity scholarship grant. Yeah.
Is that just marketing?
No, it's an opportunity scholarship grant.
But it's an opportunity scholarship for kids and parents who want to send their kids to private school over public schools, and up to $4,200. And I know that there's been a lot of consternation about this, but it was interesting. You and the speaker and some others went over and spoke to a group in Greensboro the night before last year. 3,000 parents there supporting it. There's been an outpouring of support for this, but obviously there are a lot of people who also think it's a bad idea.
Yeah. This really is a great bill. And when we talk about an opportunity scholarship, that's exactly what it is. What we're doing is we're giving the opportunity for, irregardless of your income level or irregardless of your zip code, to be able to have parents choose what's important to them, be it academics, be it faith. Give them the opportunity to put their children in the best situation possible for them. And I think that's what's important. When you look at this bill, it's a $4,200 cap, and we really work for that low-income piece. So those parents who wouldn't traditionally be able to afford that choice, that private education, to be able to do that.
All right, we'll see what happens. What are your odds on getting that one passed?
It's looking really, really good. It'll be in committee this coming week, and we hope to get it through the House within the next week and a half and over to the Senate. So I think we have really, really good support for it, both bipartisan.
And this one will probably not be as controversial when it goes to the Senate, right? I mean, you sense that the support over there is there?
Yeah, I think across the board the support is there. We're doing some final tweaking of the numbers. You're actually going to see the numbers of you know, the where right now it's 225% of poverty first year. We're actually going to bring that down to the free and reduced lunch rate, which is 185% of poverty. So I think you're going to see some of those numbers kind of shift a little bit, so that we're able to incorporate more of that low income level families into the program. So those will be some things that will change. That'll be beneficial for everybody, and again, actually gain a lot more support for it.
Here's the big question. Did you get a key lime donut?
I did not. I got an original glazed donut.
That's me. I have to go with a glaze.
Yeah, absolutely. Good stuff.
Yeah. It was great to see
you. Good to see you.
Thank you for all you're doing, and thank you for all your hard work. And I agree with you. I think people, you know what's going to happen is all these liberal groups, Jeannie Bond, Chris Fitzsimon, all those groups in Raleigh, they're loving the fact that the Senate is not cooperating with the House, because, again, it just looks like, you know, and it'll get blown out of proportion in the media. I mean, I'm frustrated that we can't get the Senate to be more cooperative with the House. There, I've said it.
And we're a little frustrated as well, but I think at the end of the day, when it comes to big items, when we talk about the budget, we talk about these things, we don't need to be concerned about any real friction coming out of those things. We're going to continue to do the good work in North Carolina and make sure that those important items are taken care of.
Brian Brown, good to see you, Representative.
Thank you, sir.
Very good. All right, let's see if Amanda wants to come over. Let's talk about the Hero Appreciation Day thing. Yeah, let's get Amanda right here for a second. Tavares, hang on. Let me put Amanda on just for a second. Can you come on, Amanda? I wanted to give Amanda Tilley another chance to talk about this Hero Appreciation Day event. Again, we've had a great crowd out this morning eating the key lime donuts. What are people saying about the key lime donuts this morning?
Said that they're very good.
The key lime cheesecake and key lime cake donuts are both available this morning. If you're in the area, don't get a speeding ticket, but you got 12 minutes. If you get it before 9 o'clock, you can get a free one. But talk about this big Hero Appreciation Day coming up on Sunday here at Krispy Kreme.
Sure, we're really excited about it. This Sunday is National Superhero Day, and we're putting a local twist on it, offering a buy any dozen, get a second dozen original glaze free coupon. You have to go to heroappreciationday.com. or to Krispy Kreme's Facebook page. There'll be a coupon available there. You download that, you bring it in, you buy any dozen, you get the second dozen glazed free, and we're suggesting that you take that free dozen and give it to one of your local heroes. It could be a policeman, a firefighter, teacher, anyone that's been special in your life, and just say thank you for being my hero.
And I did confirm, because I've got the coupon up on my computer screen here. It is one dozen. You buy one dozen with each coupon, you get a second dozen free. So that is the deal. And it's all day Sunday, but you have to have the coupon. Very simple. I just went online and downloaded the coupon. HeroAppreciationDay.com is the location. So that's it. And we mentioned the new Key Lime Donuts are here, but also... you know, we love this Krispy Kreme coffee, but this time of year, weather's getting ready to get hot, and you guys have some great new cold drinks for the summer.
That's right. We have two featured chiller flavors right now, a pink lemonade, which is very tart, very good, very refreshing on a hot day, and we have a frozen hot chocolate. So if you want to treat yourself to something sweet, that's a great option.
All right, very good. Krispy Kreme, thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here.
Always great to see you. Amanda Tilly is here. You know, I just saw Jonathan Hill came in, too. Jonathan Hill, who was at the Boston Marathon. I'm going to try to talk to him. And I'll get Tavares. Come on over here a second. Let's get Tavares from... I'm a little hesitant to put Tavares on this morning because we're on TV, and he's got on a Carolina Tar Heels T-shirt. What is that all about?
It's by Dean Smith, baby.
Dean Smith is long retired, for crying out loud.
He's still.
You know he doesn't coach anymore, right?
He doesn't.
He's in my heart. Tavares from the Sean Hannity Show, and I hear you're going to be on Hannity on Monday.
Yeah, Monday. I was supposed to be up there yesterday, but Sean talks too long and too fast, and he overlooked me. But I'll be up there Monday.
Well, make sure they put you on the 4 o'clock hour, not the 5 o'clock hour, because you know we delay the 5 o'clock hour till 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm gonna give him a hard time as usual. You know, I'm his best friend. His only liberal best friend, just like you and me.
Does he call you his liberal best friend?
No, I told him don't deny it, don't fight it. We friends to the end. You know, he wants to fight it, but don't do it.
I think he should put you on his television show like he used to have Alan Combs. You know, when it was Hannity and Combs, it can be Hannity and Tavares.
Yeah, I can hold my own with Sean, you know what I mean? And that's what is surprising to him, you know, that I hold my own and then I eat his lunch. And
you eat his lunch?
Yeah. I saved the juice box for him. I at least let him drink his juice box, you know. But as soon as I mention the big hand, it goes downhill from there. I don't know what's the problem.
He cuts you off immediately.
Every single time I mention big hand, the interview goes downhill.
Hannity really likes me a lot. He likes me so much. I have now had him tell me to my face twice that he's coming to Greenville to do an appearance. And in what? How many years, Michael? 20 years we've had Sean Hannity on the air. He still has not confirmed any date to come. And look, Mike Huckabee. It took two phone calls from Mike Huckabee, and he showed up down here.
Laura Ingraham, Mike Huckabee. I mean, Sean.
All the big names come to Greenville.
All the big names. I told Sean he could even stay at my house. You don't have to take the hotel fees.
Well, I thought I had him 2 years ago because his son was playing tennis. His son's a big tennis player. Of course, my son Hank is a big tennis player, former state champion.
Oh, yeah?
And I was telling Sean that, look, my son is playing in that same tournament your kid's playing in Pinehurst. We're only 30-40 minutes from Pinehurst,
right,
which was a lie, of course. I said, just come over and that Friday afternoon do an appearance in Greenville and then take your son over to the Pinehurst tennis event. But he said, Henry, let me check my calendar on that and have some of my people get back to you. And I never heard another word.
I like that impression, man. That's pretty good right there. I didn't know Hank was state champ.
Two-time state champion, baby.
He must have got that gene from his mom.
Get out of here. All right, we'll be listening to you on Monday.
Appreciate it, Hen.
I'm going to bring you a pirate T-shirt for crying out loud. Good Lord.
My fiance is a pirate, you know. She's a pirate.
Don't you live in Greenville? What good does it do us for you to wear that T-shirt around here? Famous man wearing that shirt around Greenville.
It's a family thing.
Wearing that Tar Heel T-shirt. All right, let's get a break and we'll come back. I'm going to try to get John Hill on when I come back. We've had Jonathan on the phone. His wife, of course, was at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. John's in town. He's actually staying at my son's house. this weekend for a golf tournament, and we'll try to talk to him. He was at the Boston Marathon when the bombs went off, so we'll get that in and continue live at Krispy Kreme. You still got time to get here if you want to get a free donut. We'll be right back.
Computers, what would we do without them? When I have a problem with my PC, I take it to University PC Care. Voted best computer repair in Greenville by the Greenville Times. These guys can resolve any computer issue. Have an Apple? They can fix that too. That's right. University PC Care is the only Apple-authorized service provider east of Raleigh, servicing Apple computers with genuine parts. Call Ashton and the pros at University PC Care, 558-1280, located on Fire Tower Road between Charles and Arlington Boulevard, or University PC Care.
Life, it's all about choices. Good thing Bob Barber Honda gives you plenty, like the new Honda Accord LX. Pick your color and pay just $169 a month for a limited time. Or try a new Honda Fit Sport on for size. It fits anyone's budget at just $149 a month. Love Civics? You'll heart the new Honda Civic LX from Bob Barber for just $139 a month. Or hey, the Honda Odyssey, a family fave that's only $269 a month right now at Bob Barber Honda. Of course, if pre-owns are more your style, tap over to BobBarberHonda.com. Plenty of pre-owns. Plenty of choices, because life is about choices. And when you add in Bob Barber's free lifetime warranty, well, the choice is simple. Four Hondas, four low lease payments for a limited time, only at Bob Barber Honda at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard, Greenville. Call 800-NEXT-HONDA or visit BobBarberHonda.com.
Bob Barber Honda!
36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $4,500 total due at signing with approved credit.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my experience with Pear Electronics. When my wife and I recently remodeled, we wanted an entirely new entertainment system. So I called my buddy Jason Pear. Jason personally came over to the house and designed an entire audio and video entertainment system that has really been a blessing for my family. My wife and I absolutely love it. Now, I've known Jason's family since the 1970s. In fact, his grandfather actually started Pear Electronics back in 1969. From then until today, they've been cutting edge. You can count on Pear Electronics to have all the latest stuff. In fact, right now you can ask Jason about Control 4, which will allow you to control everything. Also, Definitive Technology speakers. I love those Sonos wireless speakers you can pick up and just take with you. And Beam Central Vacuum Systems. Call Jason Pear today at 439-5295. That's Jason Pear, Pear Electronics, 439-5295.
At the all-new Brown & Wood Buick GMC Truck and Cadillac, we've been your dealer of choice for over 75 years. Why? Because we offer the best selection of Buicks, GMC trucks, and Cadillacs. Compacts, mid-size, full-size, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks. We've got the most convenient service backed by all GM-certified technicians, hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, and the most competitive pricing in Eastern Carolina. We really do have something for everyone, so why go anywhere else? Come see us at Brown & Wood Buick GMC Truck and Cadillac.
Okay, we're back at Krispy Kreme, and it's good to have. We've got a lot of folks stop by this morning. Now my friend Jonathan Hill from Boston is in town for the weekend. You got in town late last night playing a golf tournament today. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Henry.
This guy was the number one golfer on the ECU golf team a few years back. We had Jonathan on the air, I think, two mornings after the Boston Marathon bombings, because this is the guy. You've been all over the media. How many interviews have you done? Jonathan was running in the Boston Marathon, and his wife was at the finish line. Thank goodness she's okay. She's 8.5 months pregnant. She's got to be close to 9 months pregnant now, right?
Yeah, she's...
what are you doing playing golf this weekend?
I know. She's a great wife, so I got the blessing to come down here, which was nice.
But you've been all over the media. How many interviews have you done? I know you were on national radio. You were in the Huffington Post. You were everywhere.
Easily a dozen. Yeah. Dozen or more.
You know, the interesting thing, the interesting story was how you kind of broke down when you heard what was happening at the finish line. Now we're almost 2 weeks out from the Boston Marathon. Have you had a chance to kind of get more perspective on it and think through it? What are your thoughts about what happened now? Because I know you live in Boston. You were there for the shutdown and everything.
Yeah, it was a crazy week, unlike anything I've ever witnessed. To shut down an entire city to try and capture the two gentlemen that were responsible. It was surreal. It was like something out of a movie. We joked and said Ben Affleck just bought the movie rights and he's going to make a hell of a movie about it. But it was crazy.
You know, you guys were putting you guys were putting pictures of Boston on your Facebook page that day. It was like a ghost town.
It was. I live very close to where I work, 5 minutes or so walk. No one on the streets.
Well, we're glad you're okay.
I'm glad we're okay too.
Good to see you.
Nice
we're out of town.
Here.
I wish we'd gotten you on earlier. Jonathan Hill, and you were here to play in the Pirate Cup today for the golf team.
Yep, trying to raise some money.
That's at Ironwood, I think. And then we're playing in the East Carolina Economics Department tournament at Greenville Country Club. Don't forget the St. James United Methodist Church Spring Fling. Don't forget Touch a Truck McGee.
Hit them well, guys.
ECU football. Baseball.
103.7 WTIB. Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Now we can go right on to talking about 2016.
The Glenn Beck Program is next.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. The House may follow the Senate as soon as today and vote to change funding for the FAA. The aim would be to end air traffic control furloughs caused by spending cuts. But that bill won't do anything to help other government agencies. More from ABC's Scott Goldberg.
Not every government agency hit by the sequester gets the kind of PR.